Blackstone Publishing presents Fletch by Gregory MacDonald. This book is read by Dan John Miller. To Susie, Judy, and Lou Clapp. 1. What's your name?
Fletch.
What's your full name?
Fletcher.
What's your first name?
Irwin.
What?
Irwin. Irwin Fletcher. People call me Fletch.
Irwin Fletcher, I have a proposition to make to you. I will give you $1,000 for just listening to it. If you decide to reject the proposition, you take the $1,000, go away, and never tell anyone we talked. Fair enough?
Is it criminal? I mean, what you want me to do?
Of course.
Fair enough. For $1,000, I can listen. What do you want me to do?
I want you to murder me.
The black shoes tainted with sand came across the oriental rug. The man took an envelope from an inside pocket of his suit jacket and dropped it into Fletch's lap. Inside were 10 $100 bills. The man had returned the second day to the seawall to watch Fletch. Only 30 yards away, he used binoculars. The third day, he met Fletch at the beer stand.
I want you to come with me.
Why?
I want to make you an offer.
I'm not that way.
Neither am I. There's a job I might like to have you do for me.
Why can't we talk here?
This is a very special job.
Where are we going?
To my house. I want you to know where it is. Do you have any clothes on the beach?
Just a shirt.
Get it. My car is a gray Jaguar XKE parked at the curb. I will be waiting in it for you.
I want to drink my beer first.
Bring it with you. You can drink it in the car.
Walking away through the beach crowd, the man looked as out of place in his dark business suit as an insurance adjuster at a jalopy jamboree. No one appeared to notice him. Keeping his shirt over it, Fletch picked up the plastic bag off the sand. He sat a few feet away from his group, his shirt over the plastic bag beside him. Looking at the ocean, he drank some of the beer he held in his left hand. With his right hand, he dug a hole in the sand under his shirt.
"What's happening?"
Bobby asked. She was belly down on a towel.
Thinking.
He put the plastic bag into the hole and covered it over with sand.
"I guess I'm splitting," he said, for a while.
"Will you be back tonight?"
"I don't know."
Slinging his shirt over his shoulder, he started away.
"Give me a swallow."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?